Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Katam va pandaveyasya rajarsher munina saha samvada samabhut tata yatraisha sattvati shruti katam va pandaveyasya rajarsher munina saha samvada samabhutata yatraisha sattvati sattvati shruti katam va pandaveyasya rajarsher munina saha samvada samabhutata yatraisha sattvati shruti katam va pandaveyasya rajarsher munina saha samvada samabhutata yatraisha sattvati shruti
katam va pandaveyasya
How is it? Va also Pandaveyasya of the descendant of Pandu Parikit Rajarshe of the king who was a sage Munina, with the Muni. Saha, with Sambhara, discussion, Samabhuta took place, Tata, oh darling, Yatra, whereupon, Esha, like this, Savati, transcendental, Shruti, essence of the Vedas. Translation. How did it so happen that King Parikshit met this great sage, making it possible for this great transcendental essence of the Vedas, Bhagavatam, to be sung by him? Purport. Srimad Bhagavatam is stated here as the essence of the Vedas. It is not an imaginary story, as is sometimes considered by unauthorized men. It is also called Sukha Samhita, or the Vedic hymn spoken by Sri Sukadeva Goswami, the great liberated sage. So here is then another question by Shaunaka Rishi, in which he would like to know, how is it that he came, that Sukadeva Goswami and Maharaj Parikshit came in contact with each other? That to come in contact with such a great personality is rare. And the qualifications of Maharaj Parikshit was also very unique. And that here then the most essential of all the Vedic literatures is being spoken. So they wanted to know what was the history of Maharaj Parikshit and how he had how it is that he came in contact with Sukadeva Goswami. And the point is being made that the Vedas is the essence, I mean the Bhagavatam is the essence of all the Vedas. So by this essence, then all the Veda could actually be understood. I mean, so there can be so many facts and figures that we may not actually understand what is going on, what we're talking about. But when we know what is the purpose or the essence, then we are able to understand the whole work. So this is So they are stating that they are confirming that the Bhagavatam is this essence. In other words, it means the Vedic literatures are very vast. And it was requested that Parikshit Maharaj wanted to know what was his duty in life. Right? To know one's duty, then one must know a goal. Duty gets a goal. Sometimes we think duty is that thing by which doing we are made unhappy. But duty is that which is performed that gets us a result. Right? So if we want a proper result, then we have to perform a proper activity. Right? If we say, we chant, we don't care for the rules, that means also, we chant, we don't care for the result.
Например, когда мы воспеваем, если мы заботимся о следовании правил Писания, мы не так же не заботимся о его цели.
So if we see someone does care for the result, then that statement that they have made has no meaning. Right? So the activity gets the result. Right? You have a goal in mind, you perform an activity that you feel confident in is going to get you that result. Right? If you're not confident about what your goal is, or you're not confident that the activity you're going to perform will get you that result, then there's no activity. So then, understanding what is the goal, what is the activity, this is a very deep subject matter. So all the great sages, they had so many opinions on what was actually the purpose and goal in life. And then what one should do to get that result. And so there was much discussion amongst them all. Then it was seen that when Sukadeva Goswami came, that they could understand that he was much more elevated than who was there in that assembly. His qualifications were unique. Then he was asked to give the essence. So in 7 days, then he spoke the essence of all the Vedas. And then that essence then is being repeated here amongst by Suta Goswami amongst the sages at Naimisharan. So this story, it took place. The conversations that are in the Bhagavatam are all factual. Right? We must always remember that it's a conversation. Right? So in a conversation, then it moves according to the interest of the hearer. And the inspiration of who's speaking. So, therefore, chronology in facts and figures is not an important point. Chronology in the presentation of the point of getting to the essence of the Vedas, that is important. Therefore, we see the Bhagavatam gradually goes from the foundation of spiritual life up to the Lord's pastimes. Right? And then knowing now the whole topic, then very technical points of devotional service in the end, in the 11th and 12th cantos. Right? Unless you know the whole picture, one cannot get very technical. So then the idea So the conversation then, this is factual. And whatever was spoken was factually spoken. And of what is spoken, some of it is talking about, and whatever is spoken is also factual. Generally, what's spoken is stories or stories and conversations that have happened in the past. In making a point, it's very common you'll tell a story. And in telling a story, what's the use unless it makes some point? So then we see this combination, then all the various aspects of the Srimad Bhagavatam then are revealed. And since the time was very short, then Sukadev Goswami had to be very careful to only say the most essential points. So whatever is mentioned in the Bhagavatam, then that is all essence. So then this should be studied and we should try to understand. Any questions on this? Yes. From what I understand, they may have come after. I don't know that they were there before. Because once it was understood this conversation was going to take place, then many came. What is some amongst the Vaishnavas, sometimes there's disagreement on what is Bhagavatam, so doesn't that weaken the position of the Vaishnavas? See, the four Vaishnava lines, and they have their purpose that they are trying to achieve. They're trying to take people to a particular realm in the spiritual world. And that realm is based on a specific mood. So the mood is what is the feature of the realm. The realm is manifest due to the mood. Right? Just like this, do we, decorate a room and make it all, wonderful, and then afterwards think, what should we do with this room? Or do we think we want to create this kind of atmosphere and mood, and then we create the surroundings? Yeah. So the mood is the important element. So now in Madhva's philosophy, he's dealing with dvaita.
Философия Мадва обычно
Means there's two. Right, you see pictures of him, he's sitting there with two fingers. So he does not deal with even the slightest subtlety of oneness. The points are very clear, cut. You know, very straightforward. Because his purpose is to completely annihilate, you know, the concept of there is one. Right? Ramanuja came before. His idea is take the people and move them from one into purified oneness. But Madhva's idea was, you know, just destroy the Shankarites and establish, you know, Vaishnavism. So then you can't have that your, you know, acharya is doing things that may be taken by others as inappropriate. Therefore, those parts of the Bhagavatam, they just finesse. Finesse, kind of like ignore. You know, it's not, you know, like that. Does that make some sense? So they have a different purpose. Well, ours is the Chinta Veda Veda Tattva, then we can handle all that together.
Среди мудрецов собрались различные личности, различные риши и муни, и все они приняли Шукадеву Госвами квалифицированы для того, чтобы рассказывать самую возвышенную истину. Не могли бы описать квалификацию Шукадеву Госвами.
Is that one can understand, you know, the potency, the greater potency, there's more purity.
Мы можем понять, что он обладал большой потенцией, которая заключалась в его чистоте.
No, if someone is actually, you know, properly situated, then they can appreciate if someone is more than them.
Человек, если он занимает истинное положение, стабильное положение, то тогда все видят это и могут оценить.
Да, он может понять, что кто-то находится на более
They may not be able to understand how that is. But they can understand it's there. So they could see he was completely detached from the material situation. And he was exceedingly, you know, pious.
Mm-hmm.
So they could see that his detachment and that piety was greater than theirs. Right? Because certain symptoms on the body then establish one as a Mahapurush. So then that's understood, they must be special. So then that, along with the detachment that he was manifesting, then, does that make sense? Just like the girls, they were able to appreciate that he was, you know, not of this world. Right? Most likely those girls were, you know, thinking about either their household, you know, affairs or marriage or all these different things. But they could appreciate the purity that was there. Right? And even it said before that, then the trees also were feeling separation. Right, when Sukadeva Goswami left the ashram, even the trees were feeling
bad.
So we can understand that must have been very, it means, you know, his just position must have been so unique that it was so understandable by everybody. Does that make sense? Yes. See, Bhagavatam is a body of knowledge. Right? It's a particular subject matter. So that subject matter is the glories of the Lord and His devotees. And, but from the angle of the liberated soul, whose only purpose is to see everything in connection with the Lord. So that's the Bhagavatam. So this is, means, the so therefore the Bhagavatam is unlimited. But he only had 7 days, so this much of it was revealed. So the Bhagavatam that we find in the heavenly planets and other, they are bigger. I've heard that Yamaraj has the most complete explanation of the Bhagavatam and the ways of the species of life that the Lord manifests in. So he has all the stories of the Lord in all the 8,400,000 species of life.
Right?
because they're all dead. So quite short, like there's one explained in the Shinga Purana. That the Lord came as the mosquito. Right? And so, and all the demigods came as bees. So while the Lord was sitting there, you know, then all the demigods in the form of bees, and they all were flying around the Lord. Right? And then that was the end of that pastime. So like this, then. So Yamaraj that way maintains his, you know, balance by remembering the Lord. Yeah, because he has to deal with all these criminal mentalities. Gross materialists. Right, so therefore, it can be disturbing. So if he can remember all these different things connected to the Lord, then he can keep his Krishna consciousness. So then for this situation, and this many verses were spoken. Because we see that what Sukadeva Goswami spoke starts from the second canto. He didn't speak the first canto. And the last part, I think the 12th canto, he also didn't speak. So what we have here is spoken by Suta Goswami. No. Sukadeva Goswami speaks from the beginning of the second canto to part of the 12th canto. But before that and after that, all that is spoken by Suta Goswami. Yes. Means like what we're reading now, this is spoken by Suta.
Suta Goswami говорил сначала до второй песни и потом до 12. А что когда Goswami не начинает говорить до начала второй песни, только сначала второй песни говорит, середине.
And then we see that there are parts of this that even Suta is not speaking, that Vyasadeva is putting. Means Vyasadeva, the author, is already writing first. Then we introduce Suta Goswami. So the body of knowledge is great. But this is the essence. Does that make some sense? The thing is that then you'd have to say that only this 18,000 verses are Bhagavatam when there's hundreds and hundreds of thousands or millions of verses. So this is what happened to be spoken. Because it's how do you say? The points are what's important. And these conversations are what is happening all over the universe. So then all these are pulled together and make the Bhagavatam. So if it's in the commentary of the Acharyas, then we would understand those. But if it's not, then it's not so important whether the exact word was spoken. Points have been made. Like the Gita is there. We see Nanda Maharaj is quoting the Gita. Others are speaking Gita. Others. Yeah. So, Gita is a particular body of knowledge. Right? So then, that body of knowledge then is handed down. Right. It's not that the Gita has to be specifically the 700 verses we have. But all the points and details that are there, that is the Gita. So when Krishna gave the Gita to Vivasvan, then, you know, you wouldn't have Arjuna Uvacha in it. You know what I'm saying? So that's not what's important. It's the points that make. You take this word katam. How is it? Now, that could be used for anything. Right? Someone cooks something and you say, how is it? So this word katam becomes Bhagavatam because it's in connection with these pastimes of the Lord. So that's what's important. Whether the exact verses were spoken or not, that's not actually an important point. The point that's important is the knowledge of the Bhagavatam is eternal. And that eternal knowledge was given to Sukadeva Goswami. Who then revealed it to the world. Is that okay? Printaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktivinda ki, Jainita Gaura Prema ki.